I bet you didn't expect to see us here.
No.
Because this is a special episode of the Tea Kettle. This is a sort of like a special event. You know, like the Star Wars Christmas episodes?
Yeah. Life Day special?
That kind of... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. This is
because we have with us...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. Because we have with us Sefi Persephone Valentine from so many things, but a guest, a guest on Daisy Quest. We're so happy to have you, Sefi. Welcome. Hello.
They let me put my ass all over the tea kettle. It was great.
What? I didn't know that.
The entire episode is just me twerking in the tea kettle.
Your ass is all over the tea kettle, and that is going to raise the value on auction so much.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you. My ass does raise the real estate value by at least 12%.
I mean, this is huge for us. This you may have
it
just funded huge. Season two.
It is huge.
Your ass may have funded season two.
My ass is entirely responsible for the funding of season two. Thank you.
There's something about
so that's how this is gonna go.
Something about you not having your camera on, Sefi, that makes it even more unpredictable. Because like we don't understand what's teed up until it hits us in the face.
Yeah, no facial cues.
I mean, things get better when you can't see my face.
Lies.
Untrue.
Yeah. Well, listen, we wanted to bring Sefi on because, you know, I'm just going to admit a mistake here.
Here we go.
This whole year has been a blur. I thought for some reason your episode was split over two episodes. And so I thought I was going to have the opportunity to bring you on the next episode. But then I forgot. Oh, no. Your character doesn't die, but basically
wraps up,
turns on everybody, and then has this epic thing in one episode. And I was like, oh my gosh, I fucked up. So I wanted to bring you in so we can actually have this conversation, because your character takes, I mean, a huge, incredible turn.
Yes.
But before we get to all that, I guess, why don't we just start by asking, hey, how did you get the call to be on the show? I know you're buds with Jasmine. And... And why did you say yes to us? What were you thinking?
Do you want to know the real reason that I was on
the show? Yeah. Are you like indebted to
no,
Jasmine?
No. Well,
like, do you have like a life, a soul pact or something?
If you rub my butt, you get three wishes.
Wow.
But no, okay. Jasmine didn't do that. Jasmine and
table has three wishes.
In the TTRPG space, I think I've worked with Jasmine the most out of anyone.
Ooh, okay.
Like on various different projects for like the last 2 years. Like we've worked together a lot.
And
we've worked together so much that when Abria canceled for her episode because she was sick, I got a call at 9 in the morning to be at Desi Quest for 10. And I was like, sure.
Wait, that's what the turnaround was?
Yes. It was literally, I got a call at 9 and then I was at set at 10. I literally got the call and had to leave.
Okay, everyone, absorb that for a second. You saw the performance. You watched the twists and turns. You watched how far our characters were pushed emotionally in one of the best episodes of the season. That was an hour for like traffic to like get there. Like,
yeah, I got the character notes while I was in the makeup chair.
What?
Honestly, I forgot. I did know this at one point because I am a executive producer on it, and I did know like, oh yeah, Abria's not going to be able to be on it, but I did not know the turnaround. I did not know it was like, because I was like, oh, amazing, Sefi's going to be great. This is exciting, and I did not know it was like that fast. Oh, that's fucking wild.
Yeah, Bronze didn't even have time to call me. Ash called me and was like, can you do this for us? And I was like, sure.
What?
Okay, that's when you know. You got a Rolodex, you know, when you can call in a heavy hitter.
I think, honestly, for us, it's one card. I don't even think it's a Rolodex. It's just you flip the card over and it's this Sefi's name on both sides.
It's Sefi's and Sefi's genie ass.
Yeah, my genie ass. Oh, I didn't even process how I said three wishes. Oh my God, that could be so offensive. Jesus Christ. My ass is not a genie lamp. Oh my God.
I don't think that's even ours. I think it's a Disney rule. I don't think that actually came from.
I doubt it's real. Yeah. I think it's probably But Aladdin's the least offensive thing in the world to anyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just can't wish for more genie asses. That's the
one rule.
That's
the one rule.
But I've always wanted to have three asses, and I can have six cheeks.
No, I know.
Can't do it.
It is a dream.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine making it clap if you had six ass cheeks?
I can't actually.
The sound
is
thunderous.
You know, these are the things.
These are the that thoughts I don't that keep so deep up at night.
Aladdin's like supposed to be Arabic, but isn't it a Chinese story?
It's a Chinese story.
Yeah, it's a Chinese story.
Or at least the character of Aladdin is Chinese in the original story. Mm-hmm. That's what I think it is. But I think it is it may still be an Arabic story. I don't know. I read it sometime somewhere, and I don't remember things anymore. So
no idea.
Yeah. okay. So you get the call the last second. You say yes. You show up. You're getting notes at the makeup chair.
This
for
is
your
wild,
character.
Steffi. Okay.
This is crazy. And like, it was such a huge role. Like that. Like, because it was this. It was like this. You were basically what do you call escorting mm-hmm. Anjali's character Sitara back from, you know, this other realm mm-hmm. here, and then you're like connected to oh my gosh, I'm blanking on all the names now, but the tea kettle goddess Nurin, like that's supposed to, and so I can see it now. I can see how you were like on the fly keeping tabs on all this and trying to make it all work. Like, what is going through your head when you're creating this character? Like, so did you come in with the character, or did she just say, like, you're playing this character, like,
so go to I got town. Handed like, the notes that were sent to Abria for the character.
Okay.
I don't know if Bronze came up with it. I don't know if Abria was the one to come up with it. But I got handed those notes, and they were basically like, creepy witch.
Okay.
And so you boiled it down. Witch,
do this. Yeah. And even the heel turn wasn't planned.
Yes, I remember hearing about that after.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, so we took a break in like the middle of the episode, right when things were starting to get heated, and Bronze was like, boost your stats to boss fight stats. And I was like, okay.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, I was always supposed to put you on edge, and that was mm-hmm. sort of like the like thing of it. But like, I wasn't necessarily supposed to be like, you know, the big bad of the section. I don't know mm-hmm. if something else got cut out because of it, but Bronze on the fly was just like, change the boss stats, we're doing
That's that. How you know Jasmine loves you, is Jasmine's like, actually, I want you to kill my players.
Yeah, and Bronze...
So wait, did you know you were, like, so... Wait, whose idea was it to turn? Was it yours or Jasmine's?
So, kind of a little bit of column A, a little bit, a lot of column B, if column Bronze, honestly. Like, I knew that we were going to do, like, a creepy, like, reveal type of deal with the character. Yeah. Like, the whole I'm a ghost type of thing.
Yeah,
right. But, like, Bronze was like, this is where it seems to be heading. Let's just do this, because I know the players are going to want to throw down. Bronze was basically took what I put in role play before the break and was like, make it a boss fight.
Amazing. Genuinely amazing.
Because it feels like, looking back on it, it's like, what other way? It feels like it was like inevitable. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're like, that, how could this have been done any other way? Like,
yeah.
It was so.
Another influence for like why I did it was I got kind of like a brief lowdown of how things went with Luis.
And I
was like, so how can we like set up some emotional stakes? Because I know that Luis, like, his episode was very emotional, and I was like, okay, let's make this physically taxing. Let's make this like an actual like stressor for the players.
Right.
As far as like making like some stuff happen, because it was all the reason that it eventually got pushed so far was that like Bronze wanted, a means for like everyone to come together and like fight against something early on.
Yeah.
And that's sort of what I believe made her make the decision of like, okay, this is where it's going. We should do this.
Hey, so sorry to interrupt, but the rest of this episode is for our Patreon subscribers only. So if you'd like to hear the rest of this juicy conversation, let me tell you, it gets juicy. There's another 50 minutes of this conversation over at patreon.com/DaisyQuest. Thank you so much for supporting the show.